It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network, live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Fresca?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good morning. And welcome down to Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network and streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com. On this March 11th, 2023, I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, teeing it up today of John Rieger. And we are at the 13th and Central entrance to Ferg's in our 19th hole clubhouse studios. Just a driver away from Tropicana Field, where it's been very active all week with spring training games. And it's active each and every week down here in downtown St. Pete. And on the T40, we bring you the PGA champions, LPGA. We're going to be talking collegiate here as the spring progresses, as well as high school starting next week, in fact. And on the T40 now, if you have a charity event, I just want to put this promo before we head into the conversation with John and Carrie and the gang. We're putting together quite a team. Tom Gribbins, Carrie McNally, and... Patty, the cart girl, a lot of interesting personalities out there. We're going to be sponsored by Shipyard Beer, Sea Dogs Brewing, and of course, Ice Pick Vodka. And now we got John Rieger has got everything up and running on the TFloridaGolf.com. And each and every day, you'll find some interesting tidbit, advice, humor, lifestyles. John Rieger, he's the man with the plan. He's the PGA of America teaching professional, the anchor on the show. And, of course, we had a great time Monday at the Super Bowl of Golf. Kerry McNally, comedian golfer, he'll join us about 11:15, and then we'll do a little promo again for a very great cause. We'll be talking about the Stephen and Oakley Foundation Golf Tournament. We'll talk to Edmund quickly. They need some foursomes and some help there. Then I've got a surprise, Alex Reba, who usually helps us with college basketball, football. He's just a savant of sports. He's going to be calling in live from the Players. Give us a little preview of what's going to take place today as they just wound down round number two. And then, of course, John and I'll wind things down the last 20 minutes. Right now, let's bring John Rieger into the conversation. He's up there at Crescent Beach, Florida. And, God, buddy, it was great seeing you on Monday. I'll tell you, that was fun.
Well, what a wonderful time at the NFL Alumni Super Bowl of Golf. It's the Tampa Bay Chapter Qualifier. And it was just a pleasure to be able to be serving as a rules official for that tournament and determine the team that's going to go on to the Super Bowl of Golf. The NFL alumni, they have chapters all over the country. They have usually every NFL city has one, and they have some cities that don't have an NFL team, but they have a chapter of the NFL alumni, and their motto is caring for kids, and they have a special project they're raising money for in Tampa. It's called Jordan Park, and it's for kids that are able to get a little bit more exercise out there, get away from the video screens, and they've actually themed it like a mini football stadium, and these kids can get out there and they can run the 40-yard dash just like they see their favorite stars do on TV, and it's for boys and girls of all ages, and so they're raising money for that. But Carrollwood Country Club, what an excellent venue to have a tournament like that. And yeah, you and I got to drive around a little bit. We had some Ice Pick vodka and some cigars, and we got to see the Tampa Bay cheerleader alumni was in each group keeping score for everybody, and nice luncheon afterwards. So kudos to Carrollwood Country Club for being our host, and congratulations to the NFL alumni for raising some money, caring for kids, and doing some good in the Tampa Bay community.
Weren't you impressed with the first drive you've ever seen me be a part of on a golf course? What did I hit that baby, about 440?
Well, you know, actually, for our listeners out there, they're probably thinking this guy's he's delusional out there. But no, actually, to our listeners out there, I think it was further than 440. But it wasn't a drive that was hit; it was a drive that was shot. Meaning, it was
you don't
shot
have
out
to spoil all the fun.
But yeah, we had the Golf Today Challenge. Matt Donovan's group—they travel all over the country doing charity golf tournaments, and it's a fun deal. You step on the tee, you put some money in for charity. They give away a lot of little perks just for putting your money in. I think it's like $100 to foursome. And everybody gets to take a shot at it, and they have a closest to the pin prize. Well, this thing can launch a ball almost 500 yards. In fact, we had to do it on a par 5 out there. And I kid everybody not that, you know, Mike, you did have one of the longest drives today using a cannon. So, you know, maybe not so much as your swing is described as a fist fight in a telephone booth, but this time you shot it out there well over 440 yards. So congratulations, Mike.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. That was years of practice and preparation with a 16-gauge as a young man in the fields of South Dakota and Iowa chasing down pheasants. So I had some previous expertise in pulling that trigger, my friend. Hey, let's pull the trigger on the Sea Dogs Ice Pick leaderboards. You want to handle that, or I got it in front of me? It's your call as they wound things up this morning about 9:30, and they're getting ready to, round three is in progress as we speak.
Well, Mike, why don't you pull that up? And I've got a couple additions to that leaderboard, a couple stories that happened this week at the Players' Championship that might be interesting to our listeners out there.
Well, on top of that leaderboard is Adam Svensson, the Canadian. He sits at 9-under, followed by Scotty Scheffler, 7-under. Minwoo Lee, 6-under. Christian Bezenhout, I can't believe I pronounced that properly. Colin Morikawa, Chad Ramey, he had the first day lead, and boy, he struggled. He had a triple bogey yesterday. There were, I think on 16, 22 balls in the drunk yesterday, 18 on Thursday, I know for a fact. So it is, it's living up to its reputation for certain.
Well, yeah, you know, actually the start of the show, obviously with the Players' Championship every year, is that 17th hole and the Island Green down there. And one of the interesting things that happened on day one was Hayden Buckley, 27 years old, playing in the Players' Championship. He started on the back side. He hit a 125-yard shot into the hole. It was only the second shot of the day on the hole itself. And so too bad we weren't up there in the media center because he bought drinks for everybody.
Jarred that baby.
But, you know, you think about hole-in-ones at golf tournaments. You know, there have been 40 aces in the tournament history of the Players' Championship, and 35 of those have been at TPC, the right across the street at Sawgrass Country Club where they started the tournament out. And but this is something very interesting, and there's a little local tie on this. So he was the 11th person to make a hole-in-one on the 17th hole. And earlier this summer, we got to take our families to the World Golf Hall of Fame, and they had an exhibit for the 17th hole, and they had a picture of the 10 people so far that made a hole-in-one on that hole in the Players' Championship, and now he was the 11th. And one of them, I think he was like 7th or 8th, is Brian Clare. Brian Clare graduated from the University of Tampa, and he was well-known in the Tampa Bay circles, played 15 years on the PGA Tour. And now he's actually the tournament director for the Champions Tour itself. But it's kind of funny, and every year they always run the highlights of people making a hole-in-one. But, you know, that 17th hole is also, it could be a scene of disasters. You know, one of the themes this week is they always say, well, why isn't the Players' Championship the fifth major? Well, I think there's a couple reasons for it. And one of the reasons is you just had somebody yesterday, the tournament leader, take a 9 on the hole on 17. It just was a total disaster, hitting the ball in the water a couple of times. And he was, you know, goes from being the leader to being way down the leaderboard. So the golf course is a little tricky, I think. You know, most championship golf courses, and I talk about championships being hosting of major championships, are those kind of golf courses that, you know, they're not trickery. You know, if you hit a great shot, you're rewarded. If you hit a good shot, you're rewarded. Well, here at TPC, you only have to hit great shots to get rewarded, because if you hit a good shot, you might end up in a place you're going to take a triple bogey in a heartbeat. So it's a little trickery, but that's what Pete Dye is known for, golf course architect with it, especially that 17th hole, which, again, is the star of the show this week at the Players' Championship.
Yeah, well, you know, they talk about, you know, the no cut. We'll talk about that after we visit with Kerry. But a couple of things. You know, it has the feel of a fifth major, you know, $4.5 million purse. You get 600 FedEx points. And it's the 50th year, as you alluded to over there, the 48th on the stadium course. But two notables. One, John Rahm, of course, had to step out because of a stomach illness. And Rory McIlroy, I mean, and that's intriguing, and that's interesting. He missed the cut.
Yeah, they were talking about that on the Golf Channel this morning. I always enjoy watching the pregame show live from the Players' Championship this week, is what it's called. And I think, you know, they're talking about Rory being overly involved with the Tournament Policy Board. He seems to be the ambassador for the PGA Tour now, and the the one player that's trying to keep everybody together and go against the LIV Golf Tour. So they're saying that basically his duties are taken away. They're distracting from his ability to compete at the highest level. But I don't think so. TPC is just a very difficult golf course and just obviously wasn't on top of his game this week. And if you're just a little bit off, it shows dramatically.
Well, we should probably have Willie Nelson's on the road again before we bring this Kerry McNally into the conversation, because he is on the road again. Last week, Austin, Texas. This week, he's on his way down to Sarasota. Are you auditioning for the circus down there, my friend?
No. The Ringling Museum, by the way, is absolutely world class. If you ever get a chance to come down here, circuses as we know it have ceased to exist, right? Because of nobody wants to go and see animals anymore in that situation. But now you can go to Cirque du Soleil. I am not doing the circus this weekend. I'm doing some comedy at a private party, like at the luncheon this afternoon, which I'm really excited about. The Sarasota area has a Prestancia, which is the TPC golf course down here in Sarasota that's private, but it's a gorgeous golf course if you ever get a chance play that track. There are a lot of great golf courses in the Sarasota area. Not playing golf today, down here doing some comedy, making some people laugh, and having some fun. But I am so excited to talk with you guys about Full Swing, because I finally watched the Joel. Is it Domin? Is that
well, we were afraid this might happen. We're losing Kerry, and I appreciate him, though, taking the time to at least attempt this. We thought we might have some communication issues going south down there to Sarasota. We'll have him live in the 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios next week, and I'm going to need him because my anchor, my right-hand man, is going on a cruise and leave me by myself. We probably better tape record the show so the audience sticks around.
Well, since Kerry must have experienced the solar flare, now it's time for our weekly Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report, and walking in from his Backyard Golf Association Golf Course Weather Station, which isn't that sophisticated. I think it involves holding a wet finger up and maybe an old-time mercury thermometer, but the weather in Gainesville at the Backyard Golf Association is absolutely gorgeous. 66 degrees out there, 44% humidity, 7 on the UV index. Everybody put your sunscreen on. Winds out of the north-northwest, 7 miles per hour, so when you add all that up, and it's just like that all over the state. It's just absolutely gorgeous. I know it's not officially the spring yet, but it's coming close, and the pollen's out there, and everything's blooming, and it's warm, and golf courses are just at their peak with all the snowbirds and people down for spring training, and so it's a good time to get out and enjoy the festivities. But the Wild Bill Golf Weather Report is brought to you by Yankee Crank. And Mike, you brought up earlier on the tfloridagolf.com, we launched it last week. We actually have a spot in there for all of our sponsors and partners. Yankee Crank being one of them. All you have to do is go to onthetfloridagolf.com and click on Yankee Crank. You buy a hat right there. We need to buy a hat. Everybody, get out there and buy a hat. Buy a Yankee Crank.
And our other sponsors were ecstatic when I showed them what you set up, and very impressive, my friend. Hey, can we go back to this? They just came out with the mandate, the no cut, and I think it's 16 events, and here we are at the Players Championship, and Rory McIlroy, the world's number three, doesn't make the cut. And that's kind of interesting. The world's number one, Everyone in the top 10, with the exception of Cam Smith, was in this field to start this week. And that's why it's such an interesting leaderboard. But John Rahm, he was playing well, very well. And then, of course, he had the stomach flu. And then, of course, Roy did not make the cut. And as you said, a lot of the conversation is he spending too much time being the ambassador and the leader? He doesn't think so. But he may step back and rethink that after the last 2 days play.
Well, Mike, here's an issue that's come up, and I think it may be one of the things that this time of year especially, I know that remind everybody to go ahead and adjust your clock tonight for daylight savings. But this has been like the fifth tournament this year where they've had to have a Saturday morning cut. And sometimes it's weather-induced. They had thunderstorms there last night, and so they couldn't finish up that last hour and a half or so of golf on the golf course. But yet, there's just too many people in the field before you make the cut. To be able to, get around. I mean, they're playing golf at 5-hour rounds. Well, these are And even they're on the clock, and they just can't get around fast enough. There's just not enough space on the golf course until you get the daylight savings time. So with that in mind, I think these no-cut fields will help that out. However, you know, who wants to watch Rory McIlroy when he's five over par after two rounds? He's probably not going to get that much better, you know, and he's not really going to be on TV. He might be in the premier grouping. So I'm not sure about this no-cut deal, but the rich get richer. And, you know, James Hahn, who's a he was also on the PGA Tour Policy Board. He's 42 years old. He's won a couple times out there on the PGA Tour. And he just finished up being on the Policy Board. And he was concerned there's going to be a two-tier tour. You're going to have the regular tour events. Like right now, you know, there's over last week, it was the Arnold Palmer Invitational. That was the elevated designated event. And that'll be a no-cut next year. But there was the Puerto Rican Open going on at the same time. Nobody paid attention to it, even though it's a PGA Tour event. So I'm not so sure, you know, if that's the best thing to do is create these two-tier tours. The avid golf fan's going to love it. But the rich are just going to get richer on that. So so Rory, instead of checking out with $0, paying his caddy, paying his room, and whatever else he had to do of his gas for his private jet, you know, making no money, you know, this, you know, next year he'll probably walk home with $50,000 just for finishing last.
Yeah, and that I saw, you know, his comments, and it is a little concerning because, you know, the Hondas we talked about, I'm heading up to the Valspar this coming week, thanks to you, and that's another event that, you know, will have a watered-down field, if you will.
Well, yeah, so all in all, I think that when you start looking at the way the PGA Tour is restructured, it, all the criticism that has been given to the LIV Golf Tour, they're doing the same exact thing as the LIV Golf Tour. They're just playing 72 holes versus 54. That's probably the really big difference on it. And, yeah, for listeners out there, LIV Golf is coming to Orlando. It's coming to our listening area in Lake Merritt, and we plan on being there and seeing what that's all about.
Well, I think we should get some. I definitely would like to. I think we should get some media credentials, and we'll run over there. Maybe I can meet you there, or I'll go over and represent and get there on Friday. I can take care of some business as well. Speaking of taking care of business, you're listening on the T Florida. Of course, our sports channel, the Florida Sports Stream, will be up and running this month. We'll experiment next week on the T Florida Golf Reporter. We'll be on that as well. And our flagship on our network is WTAN 106.1 FM, AM 1340. That's Tampa, Clearwater, St. Pete, along with WZHR FM 104.3 FM, WDCF AM 1350, Zephyr Hills, WZHR 102.3 FM and AM 1400, and Lake City, Gainesville, WGRO AM 1250, WDSR AM 1340, and that's up in John's neck in the woods.
Well, Mike, you know, it's great that we're Florida's fastest growing radio show, and looking forward to expanding it even further, especially on the stream. That's going to be great because we're joined by a bunch of great shows that not only cover golf, but all sports, whether it's fishing, racing, football, baseball. So looking forward to that, and appreciate everybody's support, especially the folks down at Sea Dog and Ice Deck who have been just wonderful supporters of our golf tournaments. In fact, they made the day for us on Monday at the NFL Alumni Tournament because we had plenty of swag from Sea Dog and Ice Deck and Ferg's to give away to some of the winners. In fact, one of the winners who won that was Christina Kim, who is a current LPGA Tour player, multi-tournament winner out there, and she had a day off, and she came and played with a wonderful young man that we'll have on our show in the future, Steve Perez, and looking forward to interviewing him. He's a 12-year-old scratch golfer. So all in all, thank you to our sponsors. We look forward to having our listeners expand their ability to listen in on the FloridaStream.com.
Hey, let's take a break. Our last segment, you and I will talk about that youngster, the next Tiger Woods. I was extremely impressed. Let's take a break here on the T Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the T from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
The This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront, ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club Rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to On the Tee, Florida, on this March 11th, a Chamber of Commerce Day down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. Come on down on this March Madness weekend. We'll make certain that we've got the players on one of the 104 televisions, and of course all the conference basketball action, and then we're looking forward to Selection Sunday. Got a big concert down here tonight as well. So yeah, the heart of downtown 13th and Central, across from Tropicana Field. We are the music as well as sports hub of the Edge down here in downtown St. Pete. A conversation went with Kerry McNally, though short, was brought to you by our good friends at Shrimpy's Waterfront. My good buddy John over there, and he wants to remind people, if you're over on the beach, he's got 22 televisions, and he'll be ready for March Madness so you can watch your favorite team. And they'll be throwing up some specials starting next Thursday as well. And now, something that's always near and dear to our heart, and of course our sponsors for this is Ice Pick and Sea Dogs, and that's how we get involved with charitable organizations. And we've had Carol Walker on, and we're going to have Edmund Walker on right now. He is the president, and he is the president of the foundation, the firefighter Stephen Coakley Foundation. How are you, my man?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Not too shabby. Well, I shouldn't say too shabby. It's a gorgeous day. We're in paradise. Yeah, I'm doing superb. And you guys are doing a super super thing in the community. We love to get behind anything that has to do with law enforcement, first responders, teachers, veterans, and this is a great cause, and it's your first annual. And it's up there at Bardmore, our buddy Bob Daly as well, and you know how easy he is to work with. So you need some more foursomes. We got to generate some troops. Is that right?
Absolutely. We need players. We've got a few more sponsor opportunities open, but the big thing we need help with is, being the first year, we need players to come join us and find out what we do and support us.
Well, let's talk about this Stephen Coakley Foundation, a little bit about him. God rest his soul. Kerry did a superb job, but people may not have heard that conversation. Why don't you give us a little history here, please?
Stephen was a firefighter in New York City who was killed on 9/11 in the terrorist attacks, and he had been building a retirement home in Madeira Beach that he was eventually going to retire to. Unfortunately, we lost Stephen on 9/11, and we created the foundation in his memory and in memory of the other 342 firemen that we also lost. And this, the golf tournament is a big fundraiser for us that we've run in Charlotte, North Carolina for a long time, and now we're trying to build it in Tampa down at Stephen's home.
Well, I applaud you, and we need more people in the forefront. It's $150 a single, $500 foursome. Very, very attractive. Tell the folks what they get and everyone. And we've got Sea Dogs on board, I know for sure. I know we got Shrimpies on board. We're getting Fergs on board. I'll dig up a couple of more gift baskets and pin prizes for you in the meantime.
We've got a great day planned on the golf course. It'll start with a lunch to start with, and then golf. We'll have drinks flowing on the golf course, and then afterwards we'll have a raffle with some food afterwards, and a lot of participation from local firefighters, first responders, so it should be a great day.
All right, my man. How do people get a hold of you? Is this correct? FF Stephen Coakley, COAKLEY.org. Or do you want him, at this stage of the game, do you want him to give you a call? Let us know the message you want us to put out there.
Go to the website, and it's